welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Join us for our Becoming Sister Wives book club and Sister Wives rewatch.
And the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day,
it's all chaos.
Welcome to episode 19 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jill.
And I'm Alex.
And we're here with another
book club.
That's right. Today we are going over the number one
New York Times
best-selling book, Becoming Sister Wives.
The story of an unconventional marriage.
Which there is still talk going on about the fact that all their names are on it, but really Robin wrote it.
Oh,
so in the current season, there is some stuff going on that has come out where people are talking about her book. So anyway, we're on chapter 3 and chapter 4. So we're finishing up part 1. We are going over Christine and Cody's wedding marriage the beginning of it.
Yes.
And then the Robin.
And forgive my voice. I'm recovering from
when the family goes flu. A-courtin'.
When the family goes a-courtin'. That's almost what happened in their first few episodes of the show.
We should just rewrite the chapter headings for all these. Family goes a-courtin'.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember which podcast it is I listened to.
It's one I listen to that rewrites all the...
Yeah, all the episode descriptions, they rewrite them. Well, Carly. Carly writes exactly how she would put the episode description.
And hers are much better.
Oh, hers are more much better.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
They
are. Yeah, and very much more truthful.
That is a fact.
We are down with Carly's rewrites.
So we're going to dive right in here. Anybody have anything they want to say right off the bat?
Yeah, we need to do an episode about the most recent talkback. That's I have to say.
Which is the new thing. I honestly wish, but we'll get to the book in just a second, but I honestly wish they would have been doing talkbacks
for the last time.
At least during this COVID disaster.
Yes.
Right.
But if they would have done them for many years, that would have been great.
Think
I understand
how
they're trying to hold on
to
all possible episode options they have right now.
Yeah.
But I like that because they got little bit down and dirty
spicy.
With their...
Yes. Because we have not got all of them in one room tell-all in a long time. And I think about 90 Day Fiancé. And 90 Day Fiancé, they just put them all in a room. And it's just about Royal
Duke
Rumble.
It out. Right.
And sometimes they even make them go hang out for dinner together afterwards. And you still get some. And they're not
and
even fighting with their spouses. They're fighting with the other people who are on the show.
And sometimes they bring in people from the other seasons to come in and
that's
just
what
give
happened
their,
this time.
Their opinions.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, and
to just rile it up even more.
Yeah, exactly. They just stir the pot in whatever way they can.
They got big spoons over there.
If we are not going to get a tell-all with all of them in the same room, the least they can do is the pillow talk version, right? Because that's exactly what the talk back was.
Yeah.
Right. Is it's basically pillow talk. Pillow talk was other people who were on the show.
Like Cody and Robin.
Yeah. So together, at least it kind of gives an opportunity for some rebuttal
Stay tuned because I think we're going to finish up these two chapters. Then we're going to take you through the first few episodes of our rewatch.
Yes.
And then we're going to do... an episode about that talk back,
look back,
and then the look back. We're gonna do both of those together.
And next week is another talk back and a look back.
I'm in for it.
Next week, the talk back is going to be about the last episode. So they just did the first episode on this talk
back.
Right,
and now they're gonna do the last one.
And Ace and Caitlin,
why aren't they doing the second one? Why are we not doing it all?
Well, because they only had 2 weeks to fill before Christine's wedding.
Oh.
Episodes, because we only have 2 weeks to fill.
I'm so excited.
And the holidays. I think that's another reason it's holidays. But you don't know. If they get such high ratings.
Again.
They'll do it.
And such props.
They'll do it.
They'll absolutely put it together for more content.
To go on with this chaos, we're going to jump from book to rewatch
to
the current
day.
Back to book.
Welcome to the chaos.
Our lovely...
This is how our brains
tech
work.
Tech person Jill will make sure that the descriptions are correct so that if you're catching this later, you can go through and just... Yeah.
And if you want to rewrite our description, you can email that to itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com.
Because it is all chaos.
All right. Let's learn about Christine and Cody's relationship. Chapter 3.
Page 47, if those of you are following along with us.
You know, that's when Cody was pretending he actually liked her.
Right. Yeah. Right off the bat, end of the first paragraph, Christine says, because we start off with Christine telling
her part, side of the story.
And it says, you could say that when it comes to our church, I'm connected. And we heard that in...
Over and over and over.
In there. We've heard it even more recently. And that is, I think, the number one reason that he married her and stayed with her.
Because she's
to
connected.
To get him status.
Cody is a clout goblin in the polygamous church. He's the clout goblin in the polygamous church. He married Christine for her clout.
I do like that you call them a clout goblin. I don't believe I've ever heard that term before.
Oh my gosh, I like it. Write it down.
Yeah. Clout goblin.
I did not make that up. That is definitely something being
I'm on TikTok and there's people that talk about chasing clout all the time, but I've never heard one of them talk
that's
about
what
a
they
clout
say.
Goblin.
Yeah,
but
that's
I do
what
think
somebody
it's great.
Is. Somebody who chases a clout is a clout goblin. Right. So, yes, that is exactly what.
Am I a clout troll where I just hide under the bridge and if some fell down,
I'd grab it?
I'm going to
take some of that clout.
Probably.
But so, yeah, she definitely came from a high-ranking polygamous family, and that's why she got the name Princess, is because she came from, like, polygamy royalty.
Right.
And then, so they called her the Princess, but...
I also think it's interesting, in the paragraph right after that, where she talks about, even though she was raised polygamous, it took her a while to come to the decision that she wanted to live in polygamy, because everything that I remember hearing about her being on the show, which is definitely when she's older, and she's had many years where she was in polygamy and wanted to be in polygamy... I always thought that she always wanted to be in polygamy, but it said in here that she didn't come to that decision until she was 17.
I don't know. I think
we just
kind of
it was
assumed from the way that she said, I always wanted to be a third wife.
Right.
Maybe once she decided that she wanted to be
and
in polygamy.
And I just didn't think about the fact that there would have been a time when she was younger that she
maybe questioned
was still
it
thinking
or
about
sure.
it
yeah.
or had decided. So
that
was interesting.
And I liked in the next paragraph, it says, the biggest influence on my decision was her grandmother. Her grandmother loved having sister wives and knew that the strongest relationship in her marriage was them, the sister wives.
Which is what
and
she says in her
exactly.
Thing.
She always said, I wanted the family. I didn't just want the man. And I wrote that down in my rewatch notes that she says that in one of the first few episodes.
And I really believe
let's be
that
honest,
about her in the beginning.
She still has
the
that
family
with Janelle.
With Janelle, right.
She still has the sister wife.
Right.
And again, we always said that this is a spoiler podcast because we're talking about current as well as way back when. Mary in the current, was it the talk back? No, the look back. Mary in the look back almost seems, what's the word I'm looking for? Sadder. I'm trying to think of the she regrets.
Forlorn.
No, she regrets choosing the Robin and Cody side and sticking with Cody for so long because I think she wishes her not being invited to the wedding of Christine.
Yeah, right.
Her seeing Janelle and Christine's relationship right now. What's
like,
going
she,
on?
Like she's
away
she, all
I think
of
she
those
truly
she
takes
the wrong side
she
of the
truly
split.
Did want to heal and have a relationship with Cody.
Yes.
But she
did
she
that the sake of
at the
missing
peril,
other
yeah,
ones.
At the peril of the
yeah.
other
of her sister wife's relationship, right?
And because Christine still even has a decent relationship with Mary's
daughter,
Mariah, son,
Leon.
Whatever, you know,
yes.
depending on
because
where you're at the time, because
they were invited. Her and her partner were invited to Christine's wedding, even though Mary wasn't. And from the pictures I've seen on social media, I believe that they were there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so she's still. Definitely still does have the family without the man.
Right. Right. Yeah, she doesn't need the man.
She has whatever part of the family she wants to have.
She's a new man.
Exactly. And he seems really nice.
Yeah. All right.
So, and then, but at the bottom of the page, she does say that she understands how people might think that is strange to want to be the third wife, that she knew that when she entered, she would only do it. But when you think about it, if you're committed to plural marriage, then you're not interested in that monogamous portion.
Which would be the
first
wife.
Which is the first wife's job to deal with. And then they talk many times in the show and in the book about how the second wife kind of comes in and that butts
they're
heads.
The witch.
Because that's the one that breaks up
the
monogamy. And then by the time the third one comes in, everybody's happy to have somebody else to buddy up with, especially if there were tensions between the first two, which we know there were.
Right, which if you think about it, if there are two wives, the husband is spending the night with one of them, which leaves someone alone, and they know exactly where the other one is. If you've got three wives, you've got two that are not with the husband at that time, and they could kind of, I hate to use the term, commiserate together, but yes, they could, at least they've got somebody and they're not alone.
Right.
You joined for the family, but before you have children,
you are,
you could be alone. You're supposedly in a relationship, but you're alone.
Right.
So yeah, totally. I definitely see that. And there we get the line from Christine.
I think they were very fortunate that Janelle was the one that came in as the second wife, because Janelle is a very practical person. She wanted a good man to be a dad for her kids.
Yeah.
And the rest of it
she didn't
was
really
less
care.
Problematic. I think that Mary still felt threatened by the friendship that Janelle and Cody had, because I think it was very intellectual and things.
Right.
And I think that caused more problems, which is why probably Mary nitpicked at her more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that Janelle was really jealous or really wanting to like seriously bust up their monogamy.
Right, totally. Yeah.
She's like, just give me the kids. Thanks.
Right.
I'll handle that over here. And I think honestly, in this particular grouping of women, I think if Christine would have came in at the second wife, it would have been bad and blown up much sooner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
I think that Janelle was just so level-headed and,
practical.
Invested in it correctly that it
definitely
worked.
Yep. And, even legalistic about the religion and everything else, like that she knew that there was going to be bumps. But, so what I was going to say is, top of the next page, I wanted sister wives as much as I wanted a husband. So again, from the very beginning, that's what she said.
Coming along with her grandma and all that.
So, anybody have much more about the first Christine portion?
Well, I did highlight this, that where on the next page it's talking about Christine's sister, Wendy, when she first saw Cody and Mary. That is when Wendy explained that Cody and Mary were new to the group, and that's the church group.
Yes, right.
Which is why she had never heard of them. As it turned out, Mary had been a member for years. She'd even been over to my house on several occasions, but no one had noticed her until she married Cody.
Which Mary even talked about with Cody.
I just think it's very interesting that all of this clout... Oh, is she a clout troll too?
No.
Mary's not a
clout
troll.
I don't think so, no.
No.
So anyway.
Mary's in mergers and acquisitions.
Right.
But it's so funny. It's taken and smitten as he seemed to be in her chapter with how wonderful she was. How do people not notice that?
Right.
Because even wallflowers that have the attractiveness that attracts just attention from across the room.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to just be... focused on body, but there are people that are attractive, and you notice it from across the room.
Right.
That is what it is, and he, still to this day trying to say.
Let me say though, I can see
never was attracted to these people and never loved them. Ha!
Liar. I could see Cody being like such a big personality, and it seems like he was such, he walked into a room.
He draws attention because, I mean, you've seen him dance, right?
Right, exactly.
That's right. He's got the moves.
I'm just saying, if he danced like that, that would attract some attention.
Oh,
right?
Heck yeah.
But
or
so
do you think they've improved?
Maybe he wanted somebody who wouldn't quite steal the limelight.
True.
In Mary.
True.
Right? And then you have Janelle, who also very practical and, obviously everybody's got their virtues or whatever, but Janelle's not the life of the party either. You think of all the parties they threw and whatever. Not until Christine did he get somebody who maybe had as big of a personality as him.
Do you think, or questioning, she was worth questioning because she was of that group and she was used to being,
the center of attention.
Given some leeway in her stature within the church.
Yes.
So I wonder if that put somebody more in line with him. And even when we saw the look back this week.
Yeah.
There were times when he was saying something and she said, she looked right over at him because she was sitting next to him and said, don't you think that's something you need to be working on?
Yeah.
Because I know you have it in you. You should do better on that. And his face is just like, you just corrected
me. From like way back in the day on the couch when all four of them were sitting there together.
So I'm excited to see.
He looked very like solemn in that moment.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to be corrected.
No.
Yeah, it was patriarchy.
Right.
So that I think it'll be interesting to see as we're doing the rewatches where that starts happening, that we see her kind of taking
That was pretty early on because she was...
Right?
Because that was right after Robin had announced she was pregnant. With Solomon, right? Isn't that when... Or was that right before that? Because I feel like those are happening at the same time in those episodes. I watched them so close together.
It's
very early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So, all right. So, on to the Cody section. Nobody had anything else. Christine section. Yep. So, In the Cody section, Cody kind of talks about how he didn't really notice Christine much. I highlighted, of course, I attended church with my new wife, Mary. Although I had met Janelle once or twice, we were only casual acquaintances at this point, but there was one girl who caught my eye, and that was Christine.
So Christine caught his eye before he was even married to Janelle.
Right, exactly.
But he never liked Christine or loved Christine. Or
right,
whatever.
Of course, that's what he's saying.
He didn't
saying.
Find
now,
her attractive.
In his
but
vision,
he
revisionist
does, right.
history.
But again, when we're talking about attractiveness, because remember, he never like said there was this deep beauty or whatever that attracted him to Janelle, even though I think she
right.
was very pretty.
Oh, yes.
It was her intelligence and her yes. smarts
but
and things
he
like
calls
that.
Her cute,
here,
though.
Here he says, he does call her cute yeah. there, but here with Christine, he says, she was bubbly and sweet and as cute as anyone I'd ever seen, but she was overflowing with positivity.
Yep. And
so
then the
now,
next slide is
we
what
know,
I highlighted.
We know Mary is a little more of an Eeyore, right? So she can be
bit.
In on it, but she's got a little bit of a, yeah. oh, poor me. And so I don't know if that was happening at that point.
Thanks
but
for noticing
if
me.
You bring, that's how she, definitely how she has been the last few years. Anything Cody hey, gives in.
Thanks for noticing me.
So
it's our anniversary. That's right. I can't make an excuse. Thanks for noticing.
That's right.
Thanks
you
for
Rice
taking
Krispie
me
treats.
To the Jack in the Box for our 35th
so,
anniversary.
But I think that positivity was a different personality for the mix of the two. I mean, he wasn't with Janelle at that point, but
right.
People that
yep.
that are in his circle.
Yep.
And I think that was very attractive to him because he wants people that just exude positivity. Now, unfortunately, he wanted that to extend to be fake positivity for
right.
the rest of his life. Just suck it up and pretend you're happy
right.
and,
yep.
and positive.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah. That's what I like about you, so you can't change. And you must be that way all the time.
Or one of, even though they're fundamentalist Mormon, they have a lot of things that they believe or say and things that are common to the Mormon church.
Uh-huh.
And it reminds me of something that someone says in another show that I'm watching that's also Dramarama
yes.
about things. And she says all the time, they just want you to put up and shut up. And I'm like, oh.
Is that a Mormon thing?
Well, it's just because, like, that's what they want women to do. They want women to just put up and shut up and, like, just go along with whatever the men
I
are saying.
Because I always think about, like, and I've watched a lot of stuff about...
because of how they're viewed in the church.
Like, I watched the show Escaping Polygamy, which is all about some girls who have escaped, like the
Warren Jeffs
right,
type of
situation.
Yeah, not,
right.
Which is not
yes,
this.
Not, yeah, no, not
yeah.
this at all. But they talk a lot about the whole, like, keep sweet. And I think
yeah.
that keep sweet is also something that... And I think
yeah.
that's... Especially with Christine, that's kind of what he wanted. He
yeah.
wanted her to just keep sweet
yep.
all the time,
yep.
be happy, be positive.
He thought that was that
yes.
was where he was going to be lucky, was with her to do it. And I
right.
think, honestly, she kept the entire family sweet for a really long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because she was the one that
yep.
that would
I mean,
bring
again,
everybody
was,
together
yes.
all the time. Because
she,
that's what she wanted.
Yep. She yeah. was a party planner. She wanted the family. Absolutely.
Right. And,
absolutely.
And it shows
yep.
in those, especially those early episodes.
But... What you just said, Foo, I'm going to go in here. Although I thought Christine was really cute, I wasn't yet ready to consider a second wife. So he had been hanging out with Christine and spending time with Christine, and she really caught his eye, but they hadn't gotten a second wife yet, and he wasn't ready for that. Because him and Mary were married for 3 years. So
before
again,
Janelle,
for Cody to
yeah.
sit here and say now that I didn't love her, well, you had 3 good years together
with
before
just
you
the
even,
two of
you, know,
you.
If it really was...
Awful.
Not that great, or you really weren't that
right.
in love with her, wouldn't you have been immediately looking for your second
yes.
wife if you were?
Right? If you weren't happy in your monogamy with Mary,
right.
you would have been pursuing
right.
something else sooner than 3 years.
Right.
3 years is a long time to be with only one person if you're miserable or not enjoying it. Because 3 years is a long time to be with a person that you're not miserable with and that you
yeah.
are enjoying.
But Cody says there was an undeniable spark, and when he looked at her, he had a feeling, maybe a sixth sense, that our destinies were interlaced.
Mm-mm.
You know? So, again, he has all these things, all these visions, all these spiritual enlightenments that just lead him to believe that these people are supposed to be in his life. And the thing is they were. You know, I'm married and divorced, and I know that my daughter would not be here if I did not marry my first husband. So that had to be, or she would not be here, and I can't look at life any other way without
right,
her.
Totally.
So, I mean, Cody could at this point look at the positive and say Christine's moved on, or maybe all three wives have moved on. I now have Robin, and I'm happy. Can't we all go forward and just...
He's too busy stirring in his pot of crap that he has made that he can't even just stop that so he can go and try and
fix stuff with his kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like reignite anything with his children. Right. I mean, he is just letting those relationships
like with Janelle's boys specifically. It's heartbreaking.
Right. But I mean, from what I gather in social media and everything else, he has zero relationship with Maddie. And don't you remember when Caleb and Maddie were getting married?
How he did all of this.
Cody and Caleb had this bromance, this total like.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then that was the wedding that he officiated, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And now they have zero relationship.
And he and Maddie got along very well.
Right. Yeah. Yes. They had a great relationship.
Yeah. But
just sad.
Yeah. It's horrible. But here's the interesting part.
Because they all watched their dad.
Yes.
Put his newest wife
and family.
And newest children.
Yes.
Ahead of him. And I have seen this play out in real life with friends of mine.
It sucks.
That I have seen the two parents get remarried. Mm-hmm. And both of them have children in one way, one through adoption with their spouse and one through getting married and having children with their spouse, and leave the original child just kind of like, you know what? You don't really fit in
the like you're the redheaded
really
stepchild who's a biological child.
I mean, literally, we just need you to move kind of aside because
now we have
you're
this
not
new
making
family.
Our picture look perfect anymore.
Right.
You don't fit.
Yeah.
And it is pathetic and it is horrible. And that is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
You know, and it was slow. You saw it happen. And it was slow in this case too. Because it started off being little things. But as more children came over here and more things happened over here, it was just like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know how that train of thought happens.
Cody still appears so butthurt that Christine left him.
Well,
like, how dare she?
But
on the other hand,
you also have Rob lying.
He'll say the same thing about Mary,
I want the family. We didn't do this. This isn't what we wanted. And every action they took said, yes, it is what you wanted.
But Cody will also say, I was committed to my principle. I was not going to go against my vows, my marriage vows, my words. And, you know, that's kind of like my current husband, Casey. He was married for 18 years. And he did not believe in the D word, divorce. He did not believe in it. So he was going to continue to work on his marriage until she made the decision, and then he couldn't do nothing about it. And that's kind of like, but Cody is sitting here saying, we can, like with Mary, we can still be friends. We can still have friendship. We can still say we're married. We can still act it out or put on a good show.
If that's what you
want.
Remind
me, did he say the line about Mary and saying, I haven't felt married to Mary for 7 years after Christine had already been heading out the door?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that was in season 17.
So then at that point, there was already one, so we might as well throw the other one under the bus.
So I might as well say I've been feeling this way for a long time.
Yeah.
But he
waited
for somebody
else. But I'm not
going to
tell Mary.
No.
Right.
Only everybody else.
Well,
only all of America.
And it does,
I mean, Mary should have known. The actions
were
there.
All of those. And supposedly, well, think about it, though. We saw it, what was it, 2 or 3 anniversaries ago for Mary, that they're in that car ride. And she was like, what would you do if I kissed you right now? And he was like,
it got
I don't
real
know.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yes, it really uncomfortable, real weird. And he was like, no, I'm not there. I'm not at that place. Like, if you didn't take the signs then,
right,
that he was 1 foot out the door. But the thing is apparently Cody talks out both sides of his mouth, because when they first moved to Flagstaff, he toasted to her for new beginnings. New beginnings for our relationship? Please define these new beginnings.
That's also true, yeah.
Right.
100%. You know, so.
But nobody asked the follow-up questions. That's the problem.
Right.
Right.
Mary just glommed onto, this is a new beginning, yay.
Right.
And never a new beginning of what?
Right. And then he doesn't call you for 4 months, and you're
a
wondering why you're really, you know. Yeah, it's just.
I do find it interesting that
back to the book.
Yeah, on the bottom of page 50, that's when, you know, Cody talks a little bit more about it, that Mary and Christine became friends, but Mary had made it clear on several occasions that she was not prepared to court Christine. So Mary was fine in the monogamy at that point.
Right. Well, and specifically with Christine.
Yeah. So
not being.
I highlighted a couple of things on this page. Christine had a big circle of friends. She always seemed to be in the middle of those friends. That's kind of how Cody was, I feel like.
Right.
So he's almost
they had that kind of personality,
looking at his female doppelganger kind of.
Right.
I was odd with how adorable and upbeat she was. Eventually, Christine and Mary became friends, which was great. But Mary wasn't ready to bring her in.
It's very interesting you said that, because I've always said that Cody and Mary are two peas in the pod. And I think it's because of their underhandedness and tricky business and aloofness at times and whatever. But I see what you're saying, because the fun side of Cody,
yes,
when he would do the silly things and do the fun things with, yes, the family, are very much
Christine bringing that out in him. Yes.
Yeah, it's, yeah, very much there.
Mary will go along with it, and Janelle, if she's really twisted, and Robin just wants to be included.
But Janelle is down to plan, sit down, budget, finance, yep, work it out. How are, yep, we going to make all this, right, these things, right, happen?
Yep.
And she's very analytical that way, and he likes, and he's that, you know, he wants to be analytical, although I don't think his analytics ever are quite accurate or come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why we have Janelle. He wants to pretend. They're backing it up with data.
Yeah.
I do want to just point out again part of what Jill read, where he had mentioned that Christine was adorable.
Yep.
Because I don't know how many times he said all these things
because now he's throwing it all.
I just don't know how many times he said
in season 18
that, right, he was never attracted to Christine, or he didn't like this, or, and then the thing about the nachos.
And he never just all these things. He really didn't love any of his other wives. He just learned to
like
to love to them because of them.
I can act lovingly, right, when I wasn't in,
yeah,
love.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, right, such, but here, talking but out here both sides of your butt. But here he is saying
she's cute and whatever. So it's just, it's funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so an interesting
agreed,
time to be reading.
Agreed, Alex.
On to Christine?
Yeah. Yes. So on to Christine. I actually did not highlight anything into this next one because I feel like they were just talking about when she went to the ranch and back and forth and whatever. And it wasn't a very big thing. So I just...
Well, the only thing that I highlighted was the fact, it's in that first paragraph under Christine. Whenever I talked to my dad about boys I was interested in, he always steered the conversation in the same direction. And how is Cody?
So Christine's dad liked Cody.
Exactly. Liked Cody and really thought that was the place to be.
That must, mm-hmm, mean that she had talked about him too.
Like she had been like, I've hung out with him, or we've spent some, right, time together, whatever. And then maybe her dad liked Cody, because it seems like once he became a part of their church group, we know about Cody.
Was
pretty like visual in their church group. And if,
right,
and if her family is, you know, high up in this, you know, royalty of this group, then.
But again, I think that Cody would have been noticed anyway, because you're talking a small community. You're talking, yeah, somebody and with a bubbly personality. You're talking about somebody that came in
as an adult.
Is gregarious and greets everyone. We know this about Cody.
Yeah, true.
Right.
If it's not
He's a schmoozer.
But again, if it's not somebody within his family, he gets along with everybody. They're all best friends.
Yeah.
He's a used car salesman.
Because people don't know what's going on.
Right? Yeah.
Like a used car salesman.
Actually, he's a billboard salesman.
It's like the dad on Matilda. The sleazy used car salesman where he tracks back the odometer so it doesn't look like there's so many miles on the car. And he super glues a bumper on because it's cheaper and it stays on long enough. And once, right, it leaves the lot, who cares?
But I do have a lot highlighted in this next part about Cody.
Yeah. Which is also not very long.
This is where the nacho story comes in.
And this is like a lot to unpack. This is only one page. It goes across two pages, but if you put it together, it's only one page of writing.
So this was on their drive back from Wyoming.
Yeah, so, well, the part about Christine, we didn't talk too much about it, but she does say about how the reason her dad knew about it, him being a big name in the polygamy community, right, is that Cody had arranged a young group's trip to go visit his parents' ranch in Wyoming.
A young adult,
just number one, to introduce the young people to his parents' lifestyle, but also to introduce his parents to, because they were new to the faith.
Correct.
To introduce them to people of their same faith and kind of help bring them into the community. So this is a trip that they were on when we get to Cody's section. So go ahead.
So
Trace.
In Cody's section, they're talking about how they were driving all night to Wyoming. It was dangerous. That Mary and him were in the front seat and Christine was in the back. And there was other cars going up, but those three were in the car together. And it starts off with, in fact, I was discovering that Christine was the kind of person I wanted to have around all the time. She lit up every room and brought a fun, positive energy to any event. Mary often stood on the sidelines during games and group activities.
Which doesn't change.
Correct.
Doesn't change.
So that's the same. And then when we go on to the next page, He says, Christine was the cutest girl in the world, although she was a little chubby. Back then, I was young and superficial enough to care about physical appearances.
Guess what?
Like, he doesn't still, now.
Still cares. Old. You're old and superficial.
He is now old and superficial. Absolutely. Because
you know
he had to go find
that Robin,
a trophy wife.
You know that Robin did not pull out of her mouth during this
what?
Talk back.
What? What'd she pull out?
Pull out of her mouth that he cared and
that's
gave attention
loves.
To them, even though they had gained weight and had stretch marks.
Oh, yeah. She absolutely
I am
spewed
saying,
that out.
You know that didn't just come from her.
Oh, no, it did not.
That because is, those are words that came yeah. from Cody to her.
Yep. Because it's like, oh, well, they had kids, gained weight, had stretch marks. Well, I also have kids, but I'm still skinny and I'm still this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, without you know, saying it.
Diesel jeans model.
So woo! I'm just saying, the young and superficial, it's your
it's
middle
now
age,
you're
now you're
old
and superficial. And so,
which is why
basically,
I sports car.
This is where it all goes awry. And this is where we now hearken back to as the moment right
the
after
nachos.
He thought she was the cutest girl in the world, but now he knew there was a problem. Because they stop at a Quickie Mart because they need to get some food. They have not eaten. They've been on this long road trip. And she got the largest portion of chili cheese nachos he'd ever seen. And the sight of the nachos turned his stomach. He couldn't watch her eat them. She must have been starving because she was eating so quickly. There was chili sauce and nacho cheese everywhere.
Now, I would like to point out, has anyone ever eaten chili cheese nachos and it not been a mess, regardless of how slow
especially
you were
eating? Especially in a car?
From a gas station?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't eat it. No matter how slow I eat it, I'm still going to get chili and nacho cheese everywhere.
Not to, like, just give Cody the benefit of the doubt, because I think we're all here thinking Cody, like, made his own bed and now he needs to lay in it.
Correct.
But the previous paragraph says that I'd been drinking soda pop to stay awake and my stomach felt sour and upset. So he was already not hungry. The women might have been, but he was already not hungry. He already maybe was a little queasy and nauseous. And then he wants to make it out, though, that the sight of Christine eating these nachos was turning his stomach. Did you ever think that maybe
but
it was just the nachos
no.
themselves, not the fact that
no.
Christine was eating them?
No, because we go on to the next paragraph and he clearly states, looking back, I hate myself for the thoughts I
yes.
had that moment, but the sight of the chubby girl in the car devouring chili cheese nachos for breakfast put the brakes on our relationship.
Yep.
We're not saying I got
no.
sick, it was sick to my stomach.
No. I know, I'm not saying like necessarily, like I did say benefit
yeah.
of the doubt, but what I'm saying is that like he is blaming it on Christine because I feel like at that point he was looking for a reason.
And then he says, it brought out the most superficial and shallowest side of me. It's still there.
It brought it out
and
it never left.
And it never, nobody put it back in.
Right.
It's like a turtle head. You gotta shove it back. Mm. He said, I still liked her. In fact, I liked her very much, but the nacho experience cooled my attraction.
And I always wondered.
Again, attraction.
Yeah.
I always
right.
wondered where the
pre-nacho
nacho thing came from until I read this book and I was like, oh, now I know about the nacho. Because they talked about it
but
in
you
the
know,
show, but I don't remember
yeah.
it
didn't
coming out in
detail.
Didn't
he make some disgusting concoction at one of the events
oh.
one time?
Yeah, very recently they make breakfast. And what is it? They have what's it? Crepes. They make crepes
oh,
at Robin's
yeah.
house for breakfast.
Yes.
But he made what I would call a Mexican crepe because he put everything you would put in a 7-layer burrito
right.
into his French crepe.
As opposed to it being like
that's
fruit true. And dessert-y.
Well,
right.
you know
and,
what?
And like
yes.
whipped cream. Or,
yeah. yeah. It was
I
weird.
Am,
and even the kids commented
I am now turned
on.
Off. I am no longer attracted to you,
I'm sorry,
Cody.
Yeah. I can't
kids,
believe Robin stuck around after his Mexican
right,
crepe.
Because I think even the kids and Robin
turned
even
crepe
made comments
into crap.
About
that
the things that he was putting in the crepe.
A crappy
which
crepe.
Which I thought was funny. Because like all the kids are like, what is he doing? Why
right?
is he putting this on the crepe? And then even Robin made a comment
I just
want to
know why that
doing.
Stuff was even out on the counter. Like, why was it not just fruit and whipped cream?
Because
and,
he put it out, probably.
Except, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Robin
patriarchy
doesn't even cook.
Burrito.
That was
it's not a crepe anymore.
Game with the crepe.
The burrito of the patriarchy. So anyway, again, just showing your disgusting thing. And how this book came out when it did... And we still watched all of it. I don't know.
How we made it this far without reading the book?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, okay, so now on to Christine, because I went straight from highlighting blue for Cody into green for Christine. Of course, I had no idea I'd gross Cody out with my nachos. So she knows all about it at this point.
Yeah, she knows
at
about
it. At the point of the book,
oh, yes,
she knows
right,
all
yes.
about it. And then she you know, I'm going to say justifies it, or she explains it. And she says, I was an overweight kid who liked junk food a little too much. and all the junk foods in the world, chili cheese nachos were my favorite. You know what that reminds me of? Me in college when I could get beer for a dollar and wings for 10 cents. And I ate that like every meal of, you know.
You know.
And then my, you know, there comes a freshman 15.
And then there's me who still eats the same thing. Raviolis and spaghettios. And
of course, they get to even the ranch. Today.
Raviolis and spaghettios. True. It's in my pantry right now. For myself, not for my children.
Sounds delicious.
So they get to the ranch and Cody does all the Cody things and is just enamoring all of the ladies around. And she falls more head over heels because he's a complete cowboy.
He got right in and he wrangled them cows.
She's seeing a whole new side of him.
That is exactly the sentence. He got right in there and wrangled cows. How he feels about his wife? I got right in there and wrangled those women.
In my Wranglers. I was wearing my Wranglers and I was wrangling them cows.
That's right.
So anyway, when she got home, she was gushing all about Cody to friends. She knew that she wanted to be the third wife, so they came up with the plan. They hatched the plan. She would marry Cody the first and be his second wife.
So Christine's friend would marry Cody.
Could you imagine going
to your best friend and saying, second wife because I have to be the third wife.
Come marry my future husband first.
He's so gushy. He's gushy and delicious.
I can tell you all the reasons he's awesome.
This plan.
You marry him and then I'll marry him.
She took much more serious because her other friend went off and married somebody else.
Oops. She was like, I'm not getting roped up into this plan.
So anyway, but she did really love the Brown family. And so she became very close.
Which would be like Cody's family. Not Cody Mary, but Cody's family.
Yeah.
Because even they were still invited to Christine's wedding. Right.
So she became very close to their... Well, Janelle's mom is one of Cody's dads.
But that's also true. But
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's all intertwined. Brother, sister, nephews. Who knows? So when she got invited to spend the summer with Cody's sister at the ranch because she became friends with him, she accepted immediately.
Who would have thought?
She could be in the peripherals of Cody at time to time. So,
shake my milkshake all over in front of Cody at the ranch.
So she said, while she was living there, a local family started to express their interest in the faith. They had a daughter who spotted a picture of Cody. The minute she saw her look, she knew she was also interested in him. But this is the one she felt threatened by. She was beautiful and thin, and immediately she was afraid that she would catch Cody's eye.
Robin, 1.0.
Pre-Robin.
I'm sorry, whoever you are, wherever you are now.
Right.
You're probably better off.
You're probably way better than Robin. 2.0.
Anyway, this girl, Mary and Cody take particular interest in her.
Yes.
And Christine says, I was heartbroken and jealous, tortured by the fact that Cody seemed to find her more attractive than her.
Was this the 17-year-old that they were waiting to be?
Yeah,
so she would be of age. They were waiting for her to be 17, right?
No, to be 18. Okay. She was 17.
So Mary and her hit it off and instantly became inseparable and best friends.
That's Christine and Mary became best friends, which is very interesting that they're talking here that they are such good friends because their relationship went to hell in a handbasket. So
no, that was her. She said she and Mary.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Cody
and the new girl. Or, I mean, Mary and the
17-year-old. Robin 1.0.
I'm sorry. Robin 1.0. I'm sorry.
They hit it off immediately, became inseparable and best friends. So,
I'm sorry.
The thing is Christine wanted to be the third wife, and they only had one at the time. So, I don't know why she felt so threatened, except for the fact that this girl was visually more attractive or felt like she was more attractive.
She felt
than
like
her.
Cody would think that. Which comes on even later. Christine talks about that she does get insecure and she does get jealous about that.
She never hid that even in early seasons.
Right.
So she did say that she was so devastated by all of this that it ruined her year.
And it ruined her day and year, yeah.
She decided then and there she was not gonna marry Cody no matter what happened. So,
but it wasn't because of Cody.
Yep.
It was because the girl that he and Mary were courting, she was too young and too cute and she could not see that girl in her future. So she broke off the friendship with Cody and Mary while they were courting somebody
else. You know, that says to me,
to be appropriate.
That says to me that Christine thought she was the trophy wife. And
originally.
Right.
Well, originally out of the three of them, I think she was.
Well, Janelle wasn't in the picture yet still. Remember?
Well, but right, still, originally but out of the three of them, though,
she was swearing off Cody at this point because there was going to be some. Oh, there was going to be a wife that was hotter than her.
But you guys know, you listeners, you are the trophy wife.
You are our trophy podcasters.
Because we are wives. Jill and I are still debating wife one and two. But Alex is our basement
wife. I'm the basement podcaster.
Because she did come third. And then you are the trophy wife. So we just want to let you know. You're our trophy
people. Podcasters. That's right. Yes. And like the current trophy wife, you haven't done anything to contribute to the podcast yet. We're waiting for you to show yourselves.
We're waiting for those comments.
Yes, I'm shilling for emails and 5-star reviews. All right. But what I was trying to say there is Christine had sworn off Cody because of this potential other woman.
Yeah.
And then obviously we read that it ends up not working out with them.
Correct.
She was 17. They were waiting for her to become 18. They announced their courtship, but then it ended up not working out. So I guess because she wasn't around anymore.
Right.
That's why Christine then felt like it could work out again.
Mm-hmm. So in there is when she mentions that Janelle joined their family and moved to Wyoming with Mary and Cody. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like a small piece of that. But apparently while they were courting Janelle and recently married with Janelle, Cody was calling Christine and complaining
that Janelle was driving him crazy.
And Christine was like, "Who's Janelle?" Because she didn't know who he was talking about when he called to complain.
Yep.
And he's like, "You know her, this lady." And she's like, "I had no idea this was going on. And why are you bringing this problem to me?"
Cody called her up out of the blue.
So they married Janelle.
But it does say that Mary and her had remained friends and would talk from time to time. So right. She still stayed in contact with them. But yeah.
Which is interesting that Mary had mentioned that they were courting or marrying somebody else.
Yeah, it was Cody
else,
that called to complain.
Right.
If Mary and Christine were still talking, it's interesting that Mary hadn't mentioned this Janelle person.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first Christine's hearing
about
Maybe
because
it.
Mary knew that she was angling to be a third wife and she did not want her.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah, maybe. Very possible.
So anyway, then we move on to the next section, which is Cody. And, it does end in the last one. The last thing she says in her section was that she hadn't just lost the man who was special to her. She'd lost her best friends. So that would be devastating. You know, you think you've got these two close friends and in your mind, you're like, I'm gearing up one way or another. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to be that third wife. And then, you know, they go off and do this and you had no clue it was even going on. So how close of friends are you with that kind of news being a surprise to you?
Yeah. Well, then that's also when they left and they moved to Wyoming. Right. So they weren't around.
And it makes me wonder, like if Christine had been upfront and honest at any point in time saying, "Hey, Cody, I want to be your third wife." So when you got number two in the wings,
give me a call.
Yeah. And then we can pick this up where we left off. Right. So apparently she wasn't as forthcoming with Cody as that.
But
or even Mary.
But I think you got to remember the way that they kind of cooled their thing was with the nacho gate.
Mm-hmm.
So
nacho gate. I love it.
Nacho gate. So anyway, then we're moving into Cody's section. And that's where I think we've got. Oh, no, we've got a little bit more in this chapter. I was thinking we were rounding out. Her chapter was fairly lengthy compared to what
I know we're flipping in with, you know, all the things that we have to say about it, but we're not close to the end of Christine. We're getting there, so.
He says, after he married Janelle, they traveled down to Utah for a weekend to visit Mary's parents. While they were there, they did invite Christine over for dinner, and he was used to her being so gregarious and bubbly and friendly, but when she showed up, he knew there was sadness and turmoil within her. So when she was leaving to go that evening, he pulled her aside to ask her what was wrong. She said nothing, everything's fine. And he knew she was lying and he told her so. And so she mentioned something about it was her parents' divorce because her parents were going through a divorce at this point. And then apparently that is what opened up the floodgates and Christine felt she could be open and honest. And that's when he felt the old spark since Chiligate, and it just reignited like the chili deep in your soul, you know, the next day.
Like the fire of heartburn.
That's right.
Lit in the fire of his heart.
And again, that passion. It was ignited. And he said, "You know, Christine, This ordeal may help you in the future. It will make you stronger and more self-aware. And one day, you're going to marry a man who is going to appreciate that you've been through something like this and that you have survived it. And
so funny that it's not him.
How true is that statement that she has survived Cody and been through something like she was, and now she has David to appreciate that she survived this.
And he foreshadowed all of it.
He was foreshadowing it totally different, but it 100%.
It's still true. But here's the other thing. I wonder if in any way, shape, or form, because Cody then, the next sentence says, I didn't tell her at the time, but I had a feeling that man she would marry was going to be me. And we're seeing the future of the future.
I feel like at this point he's collecting Pokemon cards. Well, he's like, I don't want other people to get these people. So I'm going to collect them.
I don't know. Like, but I was just wondering if maybe he likes to be the knight in shining armor.
Oh,
right?
100%.
Here is Christine.
I'm here all to down in the dumps.
And she's not herself. And I'm going to come in and make her feel better.
Yes.
So that she can, you know. And
within the royal family.
You know, well, yeah, Olivia. That too. Mm-hmm. That too. And we all know. Maybe he wasn't quite yet looking for the clout. I don't know. But he does the same with Robin. Here's the single mom, 3 kids, left alone.
Right. Let me come and save you.
Janelle wants to divorce.
You know.
Janelle was divorced.
So really,
Mary's brother.
So Mary's really the only one who wasn't being saved.
Yeah, Mary's brother treated her like garbage, and he rescued her.
Right.
And remade her an honest woman.
So Mary was the only one who wasn't being rescued. Well, she was being rescued from being a wallflower.
She was being rescued from just fading into nothingness, which is what he let her do. He ultimately let her just fade into
She had to find her own inner rock star, I guess. I don't know.
He thinks very highly of himself in this regard, though, specifically with Christine, because he talks about how he thinks that he was the man that she was going to marry, and he was going to make all these problems better. And then in one of the last season tell-all whatever things, he makes the comment about how Christine has to always tear him down and bash him to David.
Right.
Because if David thought that he was a good man, then David would wonder why she left such a good man. And I'm like, she's not spewing lies about you, sir.
I also don't think that he...
And I don't think David gives a crap about you. No.
There are 18 seasons of David to go watch and figure out if Cody was a good man or not.
Oh my gosh. He doesn't need Christine to badmouth him.
At this point, you can just catch the highlights.
You know,
honestly.
Yeah. Right.
But anyways.
And you know.
That's a sidetrack.
The knife in the kidney.
Yes, the knife in the kidneys.
So, we go back over to Christine, and that she said that Cody really knew how to break his heart, that one day she'd marry a man who'd appreciate her strength. She was distraught. It seemed that he was implying that he was not going to be the man in her future.
Because he wasn't.
And even though she was devastated, she was still smitten. And that night when Cody left, she stood at the door at Mary's parents' house and just said goodbye. And Cody said, it's not goodbye, it's au revoir.
Oh, gosh. What a move.
And it sent electricity down her spine.
Her inner teenage girl went, he's flirting with me.
That was true. So, and she said that Mary's family immediately sensed what had passed between Cody and her, and they all gave knowing looks to her.
Everyone knew. It was written all over Cody's face.
Oh, yeah.
And
he was on the hunt. He was on the prowl.
She said she believes she gave a small fist pump of joy and swooned onto the couch.
She's always been a little dramatic.
Well, like Gaston's fangirls.
So anyway, she at this point said, we're back on. Cody was still the one for her. So now she's back on the hunt. So when a few months later, Cody and Mary came down to Utah for the New Year's ball at the church, these churches have any reason to throw a bash because they got to get these
people
together.
They got to get these people coupled up.
That's right.
Get them married.
She said she was glittering and glowing, and right after the New Year's, she got a phone call from Mary saying that she was planning a surprise party for Cody in Wyoming, and she wanted Christine to bring a group of friends from Utah because Christine had the best friends because she's the party girl.
Right.
We know that. And so she was super excited and couldn't wait to see Cody again. So they head on up to Wyoming. And they're going to have a party. And when they were sitting on the couch, she finally just came out with her intention and said, of all the guys I know, you are the one I'd want to marry. And she was proud of herself.
She got the courage because when he walked in, they locked eyes. And that gave her the courage to say that. Of all the guys I know, you are the one I want to marry.
So when she got back home, she approached her grandfather, who is the head of the church, you know, the royalty here, and then told him, should Cody Brown ask, I said, tell him the answer is yes. Let him know that I definitely want to be part of his family. So this is, again, Christine taking the reins in her life and saying, I am going to take the wheel and I'm driving this bus.
And I'm driving this straight to the wedding chapel.
I'm driving this RV.
Which was not a chapel. It was
just a church. I'm telling Grandpa it's going to be nobody but Cody.
So then we head into the final section of Cody in the Christine and Cody part. This one is long. And so Cody does say Christine made it really easy for her to get permission, or him to get permission to court her, because when she called and asked her dad, he was thrilled and said, that's great. This is great. It was exactly what he was hoping for.
Good deal. Good deal.
So then we get down a little further and it says, on Valentine's Day, I asked Mary's sister, Teresa, who lived in Utah near Christine, to buy a bouquet of roses and instructed her to write, let's get the ball rolling on the card.
How romantic.
This is the next in a line of non-romantic. Has there been one
blended?
Has there been one romantic anything so far? Proposal, whatever. It's all like, let's get it done.
Right? Yeah, it's nothing.
Check the box.
It's nothing romantic.
It's the Becca. Let's do the damn thing.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
So that's, Teresa was so excited. She's going to take it right over to work to her. And he says, it's a testament to Christine's outgoing nature and wonderful personality that people do not judge her for her beliefs, because she was at work when this was delivered and nobody was concerned that this man already had two wives and was saying, let's get the ball rolling on a third one. Let's get the third wheel on this car.
Right.
We have a...
Two wheels is a little shaky. Let's make it a tricycle.
That's right. That's right. Or what?
He'll be in the front.
It's a three-wheeler. You know how dangerous those are.
Yeah.
You got to go get that fourth wheel.
That's right.
That's coming soon. So, anyway, we get a little further down and it says that Janelle was very sweet and accepting of the courtship with Christine. He knew that things were difficult between her and Mary in the house and believed that she was hoping for a new sister to be her ally or friend. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
In comes Christine. Now, it took a while for them to get there, but it did happen. However, she liked Christine and was aware of how close the two of them were. So,
and Mary knew it was only going to be a matter of time. So that says that behind the scenes, they were talking about wives and what was coming and possibilities. And they always, again, said that Mary was in mergers and acquisitions, which is funny because I feel like in these chapters, aside from Mary being friends with everybody in some point in time,
the only
you
person
don't
she really
see much
brings in.
Of Mary heavy-handedly tweaking the system. It really seems like Cody's
Cody
making the decisions
or the women
right.
on the other side too.
But
Cody.
It's super funny because they always made it sound like there was this big involvement from everybody on every one of these marriage proposal courting situations. You know, it made it sound like they were getting together. Like at first it was Mary
like
and
having
Cody
a
getting
meeting.
Together and talking about it and then coming to this conclusion together, and then Janelle.
We need a family
meeting. And
then
once we had Janelle, they all got together and decided, you know, figured it out with Christine. But I don't think it was as much of that as they led us to believe.
No.
Which
then even more so when we get into Robin, and there's in the flashbacks that they are doing, Robin is sitting on the couch saying, if at any point in time one of the three of them said no, like they don't like this plan of me being in the family, then Cody would have shut it down. But I don't know that they really ever talked about it.
Yeah.
Reading how these other
ones came to be. The plan was
I don't think
given
anyone
to
had
them.
A plan or had a say in the plan other than Cody. And they just, you know, they put up and shut up.
They weren't told about it soon enough to have
where they
the
could
opinion.
Have had an opinion other
so,
than
yes. Cody goes on to say that he wanted to prolong the engagement, but Christine didn't want to because she believed that a long courtship would be inappropriate and unfair to her new sister wives. And in polygamy, it typically is because they see you going out on dates with this other person all the time and being romantic, but you're already married. So I get that. I mean, you've put yourself in the situation, but it makes sense. So they did decide to get married in 6 weeks. And the minute he asked Christine to marry him, he realized that he had once again acted too quickly. Because he's talked about this along the way, that all of his relationships, he just
jumps into it because he's thinks more with his, you know.
So he knew that there was a lot about his life that Christine didn't understand. Obviously, he's married with two wives at this point. She'd only ever seen him as the life of the party and the good fun stuff and not the like other things. Normal like life. Where I guess nobody has a job. Because him and Mary have been gallivanting around. I mean, Janelle has a job. Janelle's our worker. But she did not know how tense things were between Mary and Janelle and hadn't much opportunity to get to know them, you know, by herself, the three of them. Which also felt like a lie because we kind of thought that the women courted the other women in the courting process, right? That they...
Although we never saw that with Robin,
so I don't think that's it at all. But
it was mentioned.
I'm confused, though, with... I'm wondering... with the tension that's between Mary and Janelle. It also says in this part that at that point, Janelle was expecting their first kid. Mm-hmm. And I know Mary struggled with getting pregnant. So I wonder how much tension in the beginning between Mary and Janelle come from the fact that Mary didn't have kids first. I think that probably
added to it because Janelle had the first child.
Yeah, and Mary was having trouble having kids. Because then she had her kid not very long after Janelle. Right. But... I'm sure she doubled down on
trying to get pregnant as soon as that happened. Yeah, but they said that Mary and Janelle were miserable with each other, and he didn't know how to negotiate a truce between them, and he was now introducing a third wife into an unstable environment, which I do give him credit for that. He's saying, I'm bringing somebody into a dysfunctional spot.
But Christine even says, though, and she said it earlier in her thing.
She did, but Cody didn't know because he didn't...
If you're having trouble with the first two, you get a third because she comes in and fixes it.
But Cody didn't know that part because he didn't grow up in that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, for him to say that, at least, I'm going to give him one kudo point.
Ooh.
He's now earned one, and we're on page 60.
Yes. What was that?
Wow.
So, it took a lot of work to get a
kudo point. I don't want to give him a full point.
Let's give him half a point. So, anyway... He did say that her kindness, her positive nature brokered a peace in the household, as she stated would happen. Christine saved their bacon, and like he says, she saved the Browns. So here she's getting credit for the family being in a good location, which we know about Christine, that Christine kind of, in general, has a way of bringing out the good in people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like the one that comes over and brings people that are down or not feeling included or whatever and brings them back into the fold. And I think that makes you a very likable character. I think Mary just has a hard time liking others sometimes.
Yeah.
That's just me. But anyway, he says he worked right up until the day they got married. He had a hard time getting off work to attend his wedding.
See, so he had a job.
Christine had to organize the whole thing himself. I don't know what he was doing at this point. I don't know if he's working the sales. We never hear those kind of things. It's also very secretive in the work. But neither his father nor Christine's mother attended the ceremony. It was a hard day for them. They didn't have time to plan a honeymoon. In fact, it didn't even occur to him to plan one. No one told him that he should.
Which is interesting.
He had two, albeit not great honeymoons with the other two, but
they did something.
You know what though? He made up for it with Robin, and he took that really long,
ten days in Mexico.
Yeah.
But probably because Christine was home
with a newborn. Truly,
because Robin probably told him we're doing this.
We need a long honeymoon. We need some time away. So we need to build this bond.
That's right. Yeah, I like how he explained his early days with the three wives, that he ping pong ball bounced between two wives who always had their bristles up and was buried in work.
Yeah.
So there was Christine, who I guess is the favorite at this point.
Yeah.
Because the other two just have their bristles up.
But it's funny though. Yeah, that line right there. Obviously, they weren't interested in advising me on what I should do with Christine. Why do you need instructions on what to do with Christine?
Right. That was
Are
about,
you not living in the real world? Did you not go on your mission and experience life? Like, come on.
I think in that case, he meant about the wedding and planning a honeymoon. I guess
right. No, I agree. But again, why? That. Why should it be that? Like, do they need to give permission? Because again, he didn't take permission.
But they
for
did get
else.
In the car and drive to Montana. Which is that really all that different than the Janelle?
Yeah, no, didn't well, they went camping.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So, he said it was awkward because they really hadn't spent that much time together and they hadn't had much time to get used to each other or mm-hmm. adding a new wife to the family. So, we're going to round out the final part of the Christine and Cody chapter so, with Christine. So, she said she was shaken when Cody showed up at the wedding with that look on his face because he was, you know, feeling morose. She was devastated when she learned he hadn't planned a honeymoon. Again, no thought, no care, concern, or thought put into this woman.
Who was coming to save your bacon.
Correct.
As you told
me. She was hoping they'd have a romantic getaway, something special. But anyway, they drove through the sticks of Montana and she also is struck with the realization at that point, she doesn't know Cody very well. She just knows this.
What if she just got in the car with a serial killer and he's driving her through the sticks of Montana?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's not what happens. Spoiler. Doesn't happen. Well, everyone's fine. He's not a serial killer.
She said she did understand that he was feeling overwhelmed. However, she didn't know how to talk to him about what he was feeling because she had no idea how to speak Cody.
Oh, she had to learn how to speak Cody. She wasn't, Robin wasn't here yet.
So Robin wasn't here to translate.
They just sat there in silence. So she goes on to say that Cody was the man of her dreams, but she began to worry that she'd married him too soon.
Which is funny because they've been friends at this point for like 3.5 years.
But the thing is, like, if he's the man of your dreams, like, well, how are you marrying too soon? I don't want, these are just things I don't understand. Right. Like, if he's the man of your dreams, wouldn't you want to be with him like
she said,
ASAP?
She thought
right.
he was this fun, loving guy. And that was the extent of it. But now there's a distant, grumpy man at her side.
Well, do you know,
burdened by man? Something she can't understand. I think that sums up Cody every minute of every day. Distant, grumpy, and burdened by something nobody else understands. Because even Robin seems bewildered by him all of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she says she speaks Cody. Cody.
Yeah.
She well, know. Some well, Christine says she thinks that's bullshit. So
well, yeah. Well, it is. But
she does say, you know, in her age and young and being from the family she was, she idolized marriage.
Mm-hmm.
She thought that this happily ever after, this marriage, especially plural marriage, would be just bliss.
Yeah,
you just go.
And she didn't understand that marriage was something you have to work on, which I think there's a lot of people who don't who don't get that, especially when you're young and you get married.
Young
you
and
don't,
stupid, yeah, and
you don't think about that. Like it is.
You don't realize there's a difference between lust and love.
Right. And there's a difference between like I see you once a week, twice a week, to I see you every day, all day, and you're never out of my space.
Right. Yep.
So she says, while Cody and her did love each other, it took about a year from the day they married to fall completely head over heels for each other. It would be a hard year, but well worth the wait. So again, they literally fell in love. And is that because he went to her because the other two were still fighting?
And maybe, she was his safe space. Well, but Christine got pregnant pretty quickly.
I'm just saying, they were cranky pregnant and fighting with each other pregnant. And he's like, I got this new one, my new trophy wife.
Yeah. I don't know. But all right. Well, this is the end of the Christine part, and we are an hour in.
Yeah,
so we are not going to jump into Robin. So we'll
round this out. We will let you have
some thoughts.
Yep, one wedding Christine. Under Christine this episode, and then we're going to do another one. And this is how it's going
to
go, guys.
Yeah,
we
like
chaos.
To squirrel and talk about other things, and there's
but
been a lot that's
happened.
We don't
want to stifle anything, and we want to just let it come. And you hear all of the disaster that is this family.
Yeah,
and our thoughts and
our brains.
Be ready for Robin.
And our brains.
Robin
our disaster Holmes. That's our brains.
Right. Robin podcast will come out next week, and we'll dive into all the things that are courting Robin, which we saw a good chunk of it on the show, so this will be interesting to compare.
Right.
And we've also done a rewatch of the first three episodes.
And
so.
Also they showed a bunch of it in that the most recent
talk back. Yeah,
right.
The look back.
We saw bits of it as well. So
right. Yeah, totally. Like, you know, Cody wearing his ring when they went out for hot
there
chocolate.
There are so many spokes
but
to
he
this
didn't have
right
a ring
now.
On.
Nope. He He did. I saw it. They didn't even edit it out of the look back. Like, you would think Cody would, like, you know.
He probably forgot about this book. Yeah, this was like 11 years ago. He's like,
pretend. That book
it was pretend.
Dude, this still has to be streaming income for him. Oh, it has to be.
Totally.
It has
I am
to be.
Just saying that this man is the king of the gaslight.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
He's got his finger right on the gaslight switch and on off, on off.
Yep. All right. Well, until next time, guys, remember, this is the podcast where chaos is multiplied and never divided. Bye.
Bye.
If your life is so chaotic you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough.